Flacco to throw from the goal line. He's hit and sacked for a safety.
The Ravens' road problems have been an issue all season long. They're averaging more than 32 points at home, but only 15 on the road. In order for the Ravens to achieve their overall season goals this year, they know they have to fix that trend.
Offensively, we want to score points. We want to keep drives. We want to stay on the field. And I've always talked about it, but we want to execute at a high level. And it's tough to win on the road. We already know that, but, you know, as professionals and, you know, growing offense, it's our job to go out and execute on the road at a high level. And we owe that, you know, number one to ourselves, but to the organization and to our fans to go out there and not, you know, lay an egg on the road.
We definitely look at it. You know, communication is definitely, you know, more of an issue. You know, when you're playing on the road, it's a game where, you know, you're playing against good teams, so they're in the game for a while. So there's ways that we have to just go about, you know, communicating better when we have to, and at times limiting some of that so we can just let our guys go play.
Get the sense that your players are sick of hearing about this road thing and all that.
What's to be sick about? It's a factor. You know, we've got to play better on the road. You know, we know that. We're going to hear about it until we do better.
And the Ravens know they have to fix their road woes in a hurry, as three out of the next four games are away from M&T Bank Stadium, starting this Sunday in Cleveland. That critical stretch will determine whether the Ravens are in the driver's seat in the AFC playoff chase, or whether they'll be scratching and clawing to make a fifth straight appearance.
This is a stretch during the year it's pivotal for every team, because you're going into November, and November is really when you're able to position yourself for that stretch run, which is December and January football. So it's a big opportunity for us. And what we do this week, starting this week and going forward, is going to determine where we stand when the games mean the most. So there's kind of a stepping stone effect here during the season. We're positioned well right now. We need to continue to improve so we can set ourselves up for when it counts the most.
Essentially, the question this weekend is whether the Ravens can stop their road trend. Baltimore's 1-2 on the road. The Browns have won two straight at home. For all the coverage leading up to that game, follow us here at BaltimoreRavens.com.